This article appeared in the winter 2009 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. Knoxville Shooting Marked by Jane Greer. Two Knoxville congregations affected by a deadly church shooting last year came together Monday, July 27th, for an evening concert that honored victims, thanked the community for its support, and celebrated hope. The program, which marked the first anniversary of the shooting that killed two, featured music and speakers from both Unitarian Universalist congregations, as well as clergy and religious leaders from the community. The celebration marked the end of a trauma-filled year for the 500-member Tennessee Valley Unitarian Universalist Church and the 120-member Westside Unitarian Universalist Church, both in Knoxville. On July 27, 2008, Jim David Atkison, 58, entered TVUUC Sanctuary during a children's musical performance and began firing a shotgun he took from a guitar case. Before being tackled by congregants, he fatally wounded Greg McKendry, 60, a member of TVUUC, and Linda Kragers, 61, a Westside member. Six people were injured. Joe Barnhart, a Westside member, his daughter Linda Chavez, his brother Jack Barnhart, Betty Barnhart, Jack's wife, Tammy Summers, a TVUUC member, Allison Lee, and John Worth. The program was called the Instruments of Peace Concert and opened with a guitar solo. Last year, somebody came in carrying an instrument of destruction, said the Reverend Chris Bice, TVUUC's minister. This year, the guitar cases will have instruments of peace. Both congregations have struggled with issues caused by the shooting. We've had the predictable trauma response, said Bice. We've had our meltdowns and our things falling apart, but we had really good training from the UU trauma response team. They came in and were so helpful in anticipating what we would go through that when we were going through that, we'd say, oh, they told us that we'd do this. The Reverend Mitra Jafarzadeh, Westside's minister, said, one of the challenges we've faced is that everyone's perception of events and everyone's rate of healing are different. We're not a homogeneous group. The greatest challenge is meeting people where they are. The Reverend Aaron Payson, coordinator for the UU Trauma Response Ministry, said that the outlook for the congregations was positive. Both congregations have been able to fully mark this anniversary, he said. Both have been able to look to their future in meaningful ways. I see the potential growth here as substantive. 8309. Jane Greer is senior editor at UU World. UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill. I'm an audiobook narrator, and my website is www.dickhill.com.